400-year-old mystery where over 100 people just up and disappeared. No one knows what happened to them, even to this day. This week, we go to the lost colony of Roanoke.
Historical Brotetas is where weird and obscure events in history come back to life.
Nice journey through time. This week, we're going to Roanoke. This mystery, crazy place that literally nobody actually knows what happened. So, basically, we're going to start a long, long, long time ago, 1500s. You know, the English are going out, taking lands, colonizing everything. They're just across the globe, right? Causing problems. Saying, like, I live here now. Too bad if you live here. It doesn't matter anymore. Sorry. You're out. So basically, there's a guy named Sir Raleigh, and like, if you've heard of Raleigh, Carolina, it's the guy.
If I die, Raleigh, I will die free.
Yeah, that guy. So he's from the 1500s. He's apparently important from this. He owns land over there, right? Like, technically, even though he's never been there or anything, it's his somehow. So he sent multiple parties over there to try and colonize this area and kind of have a foothold there, right? And so basically, this guy sends over a bunch of troops and sets up basically a piracy colony where these guys are just going around looting things and like trying to take resources and do English things, right? For back in the day. And so this one eventually, they have some relations with the natives and they kind of start to piss them off a little bit because they're not treating them right, obviously.
Imagine English. Who'd
have thought, right? Like, that can't be them. Why would they do that? So eventually they piss them off enough to where they're like, I think we got to get out of here. So the first colony kind of fails and doesn't work out so well, right? So then they go back. They're like, okay, we should actually send people this time. This time it was the first time it was just all men, and it was just really just to make money. So this time it's more of a let's set up shop and actually decide to colonize and not just loot and pillage, basically. So, and then we go to. All right, and so when this first party leaves, a second set of ships actually shows up because they're supposed to bring supplies to them, and like that's kind of like the whole thing that makes this work is like they bring supplies across, they take it back, blah blah blah, right? And so they bring supplies, and they're not there. They're like, "What the fuck are y'all doing here? There's nobody here. Like, we brought supplies for over 100 people, and there's nobody here. What's going on?" And so they leave 15 people there to guard the area and to keep a foothold. And so then the ship goes back and they're like, okay, like you guys chill here. And so these 15 people, poor 15 people, are trying to hold down this fort colony, not really anything kind of area, right? And so we're here and some of the guys go out to get supplies to forage for food, etc., right? And so the natives show up and they're like, no, get the fuck out of here. And they're attacking them. And so basically these 15 guys, there's 10 of them leave, two of them get killed. And then the rest of them are never heard from again. Never heard of, never seen, just gone from history, just disappeared. And so that's the last you heard from like the first excursion to the New World, really. For the English, didn't go so hot. Many mistakes were made, including supply runs and pissing off everyone they're there with. So not great. It's technically called Lane Colony, and it fails. And so we run to the next set, which is the White Colonization Party, basically.
That sounds like a great colonization party.
His name is John White. What a guy. Okay, White.
No, you're fine. So they're venturing off to the new world. Is that what this is? Like the United States?
Right. So like this Sir Raleigh guy basically has some land that the queen or king gave to him and was like, this is your portion of land because we decided to give you this, right? Granted, they don't really know much about it or what's going on, and that's kind of like what it's all about is like, go there, learn about it, give us information, blah blah blah, take the resources. And so finally, we have John White, who takes 115 women and children and men across again to this new area, and they decide to colonize on the little island of Roanoke, which is where the first one was, but it wasn't really a colony at first to begin with. So they actually get there. There's a few like buildings and things left over. They do find a couple skeletons of people that were killed there, which is the two guys that were murdered, and the rest of the guys took off and never heard from again.
Okay.
But we're okay, so we're only here for 3 months, and then they're like, hey, we ran out of fucking supplies. You need to go back. And so John White's like, okay, I'll go back and get supplies. No problem. I can handle that. It's not an issue. I'll be back in
Narrator
like.
says he can't handle
Right. He could not handle this. And so back then, it seems like it takes about 3 to 4 months between England and the New World to travel back. So he leaves in 1587 and goes back to get supplies. But wouldn't you know it, like England, a war breaks out and they decide to fight the Spanish because, they're pissing him off
These
or.
fucking things were going too easy.
Yeah, I mean, they were like, I think we should really take on Spain because. Yeah. So it's the Anglo-Spanish War, I believe, is what it's called. And so at this point, John White's like, hey, I need to make a supply run because there's 115 people there with no supplies, no provisions, relying on the natives to survive technically currently. So the Queen's like, nah, that's not happening. We need boats for the war. It's in our armada. Too bad. So sad. Doesn't matter. So. The Anglo-Spanish War goes on for at least 3 to 5 years. So, two of the smaller boats attempt to go back and take supplies. But these brave Englishmen decide, no, we want to fight in the war. We're going to take some Spanish ships on our way out because we want to. No, we weren't told to. We were technically told where our ships are too small to even attempt to take on a Spanish ship. But we're going to do it anyways.
Sounds like something you and I would come up with.
Probably true, but 2 dozen men die. They lose both ships, and all the provisions are taken by Spain. So they never
Damn.
get to the New World for the people. So then we see John White at the end of 3 years, 3 long years. Nobody knows what's going on at the colony. Nobody's seen or heard anything. And he's like, time to go back with some supplies. It's been 3 years. Maybe they're still there. We don't know. So he sets off back to the New World. And so upon this, there's also some intermittent problems with French pirates. Not entirely sure what all of it's about, but basically keeps them from going further and getting there faster. But the French pirates are a different
The damn
story.
French.
Yeah. So. When he finally gets there, he's on Roanoke and he's like, okay, it's empty. There's nobody there. There's anything that could be carried away has been carried away. There's not any trace of any bodies or that anyone's lived there for like a long, long time. So we're out here like, where's the bodies? There should be people that have died, like just because people die over time or malnourished or whatever have you, right? And there's not a sign of any graves whatsoever. Not a single one. So at this point, he has to leave because there's like some storms and his crew decides to hold up in the Caribbean for a while. And they're like, don't worry, we'll go back in a few months. Not a problem. We'll go look for him. Go to the Caribbean. They're like, you know, we're not really feeling it. We're going to go back to England because, you know, they're probably dead anyways. You know, something happened to them, but we're just going to go back. It's fine.
Just leave them. Fuck them.
And so they head back to England. So at this point, we're not entirely certain what's happened to everyone. Nobody knows if they died or what happened. There's lots of theories about what has happened. And we're going to make this a short one because we're going to talk about the theories when we come back next time. Any questions before we leave?
You know, it's just, it's crazy because you think about it that, you know, this is before even like the telegraph or anything like that. So like going back and forth by ship, you either like hopefully have to catch someone that's going back to England to like get some kind of word, or you're just, I mean, you're literally just so screwed because like there's telegram, you know what I mean? You have to like hopefully get a letter out there.
Yeah.
But like there's no like day-to-day communication or any kind of line where you're saying like, hey, we're going to be gone because the Spanish, you know, we invaded Spain and all that stuff. So that's what the crazy part is, that like literally like they're out in the new world facing all sorts of different stuff and environmental stuff that's going on, that, you know, and they have no connection
right
to anything. So is Raleigh, is he in England this whole time, or is he in
he's hanging States? Out. He never, as far as I can tell, this man never steps foot in America ever. But he technically owns it.
People to die.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, go take care of my shit, because otherwise it's not going to be my family anymore, and I can't hold the territory. So, yeah, that also comes into play later with him. So,
well, it's crazy. Like, I can't wait for next week that we can pop in.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I don't really know if I have any questions or anything like that, but, like, I'm excited. I'm waiting.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. This is kind of a shorter episode, but like the next one should be maybe a little bit longer, but it'll be more interesting, I think. So yeah, it's absolutely kind of an introduction here. So
I'm excited. I think this is a fun one so far. So
cool.
Hopefully everyone else comes in and stays in next week. Just a reminder that Historical Brotatoes is popping off, but we do have another podcast channel. It's called Rotten Brotatoes. Obviously, hopefully you've came from over that piece, but that's where we try to spoil movies and TV shows or even video games. If there's, you know, new announcements or anything going on in the video game realm, we like to at least, you know, make a show there. And then we're both streaming on Twitch. Force is more, how would you say it? He's more active and just has more of a schedule than I do. I pop in there every once in a while and I'll eventually get down that road. But right now Forrest is where we're focusing on. And so it's FOJO, 618. So twitch.tv/FOJO618. And you'll be able to find them there. And then we'll obviously have our link tree in the bio too as well. So if you can't spell, cause I can't speak very well, it'll be in our Linktree bio as well, and my stream will be in there, Softstroke 2000. We have also links to our TikTok, to our Instagram, Facebook, whole nine yards. So wherever you're listening to this at too, if you want to listen it through a different medium or through video, just follow our Linktree and we'll be there. But yep. I think that wraps it up for this week. Do you have anything else to throw in there that I've maybe have missed?
No, I think that covers it up. And next week we'll have Bryce guess some theories in the beginning and see how that goes.
I'm fucking excited. So let's fucking go.
All right. We'll catch you next week.
Catch you guys later. Yep.